with the fact that if we come sure in the bottom. So anyway, why doesn't Rashi ask another question? True that it became a Shikop Shalom Mitzchayim. The Likop Shalom Bobel, it does not have Rishas Eretz Yisrael, but with Rabbon Nitzchayim Mechoyim, just as with Rabbon Nitzchayim Mechale, just as with Rabbon Nitzchayim Mitzchayim, it became a Shikop Shalom Mitzchayim Mechoyim Bobel. Rashi only has the Kashi, it should not be Gora, then put Loretz Mamesh, then Europe, then America. And Rashi assumed, Rashi and Rav Netanan assumed, that the chiyuv of Trumas of Maizres in Chutzlorez applies to all the Jews of Chutzlorez. So we see from this Rashi that only in regard to Chalot, only in regard to Shviz, so in the Rabbonon there is a chiyuv of Chalot on the score of Eretz Yisrael, not just on the score of Chutzlorez. So Mashiach came in regard to Trumas of Maizres. So there is no special takonim that the parents of the Mekelis in the Eretz Yisrael, the Kofshul Mitzrayim, Kofshul Bobel, should be mechuyev to the Rabbonon in Trumas Maizres mitzah the Eretz Yisrael. That's how this is by Rashi Shish. Now, the Rashbo, in explaining the Rambam Shite, so the Rashbo here in Chum says that according to the Rambam, the reason is why Rebbe was misakeh, Rebbe asked that you don't have to take off Trumas of Maizres from the parents of Rishon, but why should it be Gora and Chutzlorez? Why should it be Gora and Chutzlorez? So the Rashbo says, according to the Rambam, since that the chiyuv of Trumas of Maizres and Chutzlorez only applies to the king's craving, so it applies to Mitzrayim. It applies to Bobel, because Mitzrayim and Bobel were relatively close to the Ikar Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, which was Yerushalayim. Mashiach Rishon was more distant from Yerushalayim than Mitzrayim and Bobel, than Amen and Meir. So that's why, according to the Rambam, Rebbe was Matir, the parents of Rishon. So we see that according to the Rashbo, the Rambam Shite is also that there is a basic difference between Chale in Shviz on one hand and Trumas of Maizres on the other. In respect to Chale and Shviz, so there is a special Rabbonon on the basis of Eretz Yisrael. Because there is no Yisrael of Chishe and Zriye in Chutzlorez Mamesh in the Rabbonon. If the Rabbonon are allowed to be Chirish and Zriye in Shnas HaShviz, but in the case of Kosher Mitzchayim and Kosher Bobel, so it's going to happen. Now what he is, you cannot tell the story in those cases. In Chale, there is a Misapebo. There is a Chiyuv Chale and a Misapebo in the Rabbonon. In Chutzlorez Mamesh, there is only a Mitzvah of Akoshek, but no Misapebo. No Isabel. Mashiach came in regard to Trumas of Maizres. The Chachomim were not Misakim. A chiyuv of Trumas of Maizres in the Kiddush of Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Bobel and the score of Eretz Yisrael. But the only problem might be, why should we go back and put for it? So, Rashbo says, according to the Rambam, Bishon was not as close to Eretz Yisrael as Mitzrayim was. Mitzrayim was closer to Eretz Yisrael than Bishon. This is Bishon. What is it? Bobel was also close. That's what he says. I suppose it's not just a question of geographical proximity. It is because there was constant communication and transportation between Bobel and Eretz Yisrael. So it was closer. So it's more correct. That's what the Rashbo means. I mean, because geographically, it's not the Stabber that the Shimon was more distant from Eretz Yisrael than Bobel and Amen and Meor and Mitzrayim. Alright, this is the Shita of the Rashi in the Rambam. Now, the Rishonim, it's one of the Rishonim, in this Peirush on Shviz, so he mentions that it's his own Shita, and he says it in the Rambam also. He says that according to the Rambam, so, in the beginning, Shekov Shuri Mitzrayim, Rekov Shuri Bobel, so there it's higher than the Maizres. Whether it's Kohen or Rochek, it doesn't make any difference. In other words, just as we had the Chiyuv of the Rabbanon, and Nisa the Rabbanon of Shvi'is, in the became Yeshiva Shul Yitzchak and Kachol Bogar. Because with the Rabbanon, even the became Yeshiva Shul Yitzchak and Kachol Bogar, are considered as Eretz Yisrael, Ligabe Professor Meister, Ligabe Shvi'is. So, if the Chachomim or Misakim, Misakim and Nisa, Chrisha and Zriye, in the became Yeshiva Shul Yitzchak and Kachol Bogar, let's say, Vayav, is Kachol Yitzchak and Kachol Bogar. So the Chachom walls and Misakim without the Thomas Meisters, it should be considered without this one. So why was Rebbe Matir, only Shom Vishon? So he says, Vishon, so even the Tzchaim on Antich. So it never was miscavished to Dushas Amiswai. Even Ayahuasca, let's say, was miscavished to Dushas Amiswai. But then she was talking. Mashenki Vishon, so even the Tzchaim on Antich. And he mentions the possibly shifting. Because it's mentioned, the national or village as Vishon. Vayitin is on the mass. It's a positive change. In other words, Vishon, of course, Vishon is included in the territory that was given to Avraham Avinu. But the Bobel never took possession of Vishon because the positive change. The national or village is Vishon. Vayosem is on the mass. So he mentions in Yerushalmi, the Rishonim, the Rebbe says that those Mikenis were the Shvotim imposed mass upon the residents of the Mikenis, so that's not considered discouraged, that's not considered Nirbash. Nirbash means if it was Mamesh Kampur, there was a Muhammad, and they took possession from the Zainanim, so that's considered Kodesh, so that was discouraged. But in connection with Bishon, so Shevet Menashe, to whom Bishon was allocated, so he did not bother to conquer, to take possession of Bishon. So he left it. So Menashe, Shevet Menashe left it in the possession of the Zainanami, of the Zainanami, of the Plishtim, whoever had possession of it. And they just levied the tax upon the residents of Bishon. So the Mele was never miscarried to Bishon's out as well. So the Mele, that's why there was no Chiyu Tumis Maisas in the Rabbonon on the ground of out as well. And that's called out as well. Because the Sheikh of the Miscellanies, the just as regard to Shviz, and just as regard to Chalot, the Chachomim or Misakim in special Chiyu, on the score of Eretz Yisrael, not on the score of Chutzlaret. Because in Chutzlaret there is no Yisrael of Christian Tzvi and Shviz. In Chutzlaret there is a Chiyuv of Chosh Eschale, but no Yisrael Hebel, Mashenikin, Yisrael Aron. So there is a Yisrael Hebel also, and there is a Yisrael of Christian Tzvi and Shviz. So the same way as the King of Shekopshul Yisrael and Kopshul Bobel, where it was Miskadish one time in Israel, but then the Jewish was Poka, so the Rabbanon is considered like God is royal, so God through some Israel is also considered. But Bishon was never Miskadish in Israel, because natural or here is Bishon. So that was, so that's the Machlekes between the Rishalini and the Rashbo. According to the Rashbo, there is a basic distinction between Tumis of Isis on one hand and Chalot Shviz on the other hand. In regard to Chalot Shviz, the Chachomim or Misakim, the Rabbonon, there should be a Nisa Shviz, there should be a Nisa Pel. Masha'im came, Benigay and Tumis of Isis, so the Chachomim did not apply any Chiyuv Tumis of Isis with the Rabbonon. In the beginning, she kapshur, it's time to kapshur. That's according to Rashba. And according to Israel, just as the Chachomim applied a chiyuv of a Nisa Shviz and the Nisa Tevu in Ligabi Chale, so they applied the Nisa Tevu in Ligabi Chumis Maisas also in the beginning, she kapshur, it's time to kapshur. But the reason is why Rebbe was Matir, the parents of Bishon, because Bishon was never discovered in Bishon's out as well. It was included in the territory that was given to Avraham Avinu, but never in this manner by his speech, he did not tell Bishon's out as well. So the Mele in Bishon, Shviz would be Zriye, Zriye, or Chrishe, or Zriye, in Shnat HaShviyis, would be mutar b'sham. Because the Midrabonon, it has been about the Svoyer only if the Bais Rishi was discussing the Shnat HaShviyis. And then it was Bakar. So true, Midrabonon say, it's like it was in Love, but Midrabonon, it has been about the Svoyer. But Hashem Ki Bishon was never discovered the Kedusha Zerah HaShviyis. ובאחתו לכל חומצי חודש של נשיך המלמד שהסתלמי שהאופה ביוחי שחיקה והנה נמצא ביוחי שחיקה מי אורו וישרי, מכבון את השחיקה ומחשוב והפיסול את השחיקה במה שחיקה, ומוס השחיקה ובזימוקים שחיקה ומי עם הנשחות ויסוריו, תפקים זה פיטס הנמצא בבי מו, בעצי ובני ובתיקס הסקים ובתיקס השחיקה ובתיקס הסמונים מכים השחיקה בצבו וכמו שיר שיר שחיקה וחמיש הוא יוחי שחיקה והכיסו וכחוצה So first he mentions all the topics that are being discussed in Yoke Shrik. Hakel then starts discussing Yoke Shrik. Hakel Sheikh, וידי הלך השחיתה, שרים הוגיל משחיתים וחסקס מומחים ומוזוקים ועמד פה אמורים שגיד פונאינו עוז מודרת ומשחיתו עושה ויסי מחל החזוקים אבו פונאינו צורק ובייקי ומומחים שיהיה לי ניסה עליהם Now, we learned the more So, at that time, it was mentioned that there are three separate sheets of a sheet There is the sheet of the Bahamoya and of Rashi and it's Mashma The Rishite is also like that, except that the Beis Yosef says that the Rishite is not necessarily like the Shita of Rashi. But the Baramoya Shita is definitely like that. And it's much more from Rashi also. So the Shita of the Baramoya and Rashi is that the Gemara, so there are different beginnings. Hakol Sheikhtu Lechatzkele, Mishtosim Shio Deve, so how can we reconcile the two expressions? So there are different beginnings. And different beginnings. So one kinti is hakel that sheikhtin bichum hakel sheikhtin bichum hakel sheikhtin afil tome bichum so and chut so even chum shenas lo atar es hakeidish but b'mudoshi lo yishchet nisakin ole but the evet so it's bovim shalom negati so it's koshin Another Hukimte is Vaizeh to Kuzi. Another Hukimte Vaizeh to Yisroel Mumarek Hadez Lejov. Another Hukimte Vaizeh Hakul Sheikhtin Mumchi. Another Loshin Rabine Murzoki. So the Gemara says, Kule ke Rabine ke Mishne Kame de Rabine Leavne because Rebbe Zinzel Shrite Mumchi. And ke Mishne Basra de Rabine Leavne Leibute Leichashino. Now, so that means that according to Manoma, that Rav Yitzchak Zintel Shrite Mumchinin, and we all the Rishonim passed like that Manoma, that Rav Yitzchak Zintel Shrite Mumchinin, and according to Manoma, Leibute Leichashino Chashinon, so that means, so it appears from that Gemara, that we have Chile, any Jew can share. And we don't have to, even though we didn't test a certain sheikhet, whether it's a bokin or a shchit or not. So we still can allow him to shach lechatchile. That's the reason as to why Rashi in the Baal Moya say that since the Gemara says, Kule ki rabbina lishne kamo yamre, because he was in the shchit amunchimei, and what is the yukimte of the lishne kamo yamre rabbina? Hakel sheikhtin, So, what is the Lukimte? Hakim Mumchin Sheikhtin, Mumchin Apokishin Yuzokin, Mumchin Vim Shochat, so Beitkin is. So, the other Amaroyim cannot explain the Mishnah that way, because Rebbe Zinzel Shrite Mumchin. So, Rashi says, and the Balamoyer, that means that according to these Mandomas, who say Rebbe Zinzel Shrite Mumchin, So we can let a stammer Jew comes. We can let him share. That's the shite of Rashi and the Ramot. Then the Rosh mentions in the name of the Gainim that when Gemara says, Kule kirabina lishne kamre amre, because maybe it's in the shite muhimein, so it means, because according to the explanation given by Rabbinus Losh, first Losh, so the Mishnah is saying that if a certain Jew, Stamuji, who was not tested, if he was sharing the behemoth, and if he disappeared, so you're not allowed to eat from the behemoth. So that's what Rabbi, this is how Rabbi explained the Mishnah. But Amroni do not approve of this explanation, because according to them, there is a loch of Mitzvah Shkita Mukhine. And the other, if a person was Sheikhei, even though he cannot be tested, he already disappeared, he left, so he's still allowed to eat the Mishrit. But what do they hold? They hold Mitzvah Shkita Mukhine. So the Mele, the Gain, the Rosh Mei says, that the Gain say, so he can allow the Chachil is Tamid Jew to share, as long as we have the intention of ultimately testing it before we start eating from the day. But we are not allowed to let a Tamid Jew share without even subjecting him to a trip that we're not allowed. That's the shite of the game. Then there is the shite of the body to open the Mordechai. And there she is, that according to the Amoroim Wachil, and the Kintel of Rabine, so the Eved, the Shrit is good. So they cannot explain the Mishneh the way Rabine does, because according to Rabine's explanation, it appears from the Mishneh that in the Eved it's Mutah. But they all know, the Eved it's Mutah, but the Chachil we are not allowed even according to these Amoroim, who Wachil can Rabine's explanation. So we were absolutely not allowed to let Stamid Jew share unless we subject him to a test first. So there are three shikas. The shikha of Razak HaMoyer is that according to the Amoroim who Vahil can Rabbi Nesikite, so then we can let Stamid Jew share, but we don't have to subject him to a test. The shikha of the Gainim that the Rosh mentions is that according to the Amoroim Wachil can we keep the Rabine, so we are allowed to let it stand with you share only with the intention of subjecting him to a test for it up. Then the sheet of the Balaim to the Mordechai is that according to the Amoroim Wachil can we keep the Rabine, so we are the evidence put there, but the Chachile we are not allowed to let him share. Now let's see how the talk was. The whole world of the Machiavellism was the Mishnah, it is Ali. The Amelie Division Munch and the Yoshite, Shalim of Gilmish, and the Kasas Munch Mozot, but made more Amelie Shaking for Nail, or Smutarakum Shotosim, Simachazot, Abu for Nail, so they came Munch. In other words, we have to, so we can let him share first with the intention of subjecting him to a test. Ulshayale and Misale. So the Shite, so that is the Shite's again that the Rosh mentions. And the two parts look like that. And the two doesn't distinguish between Mumchin and Mozot. So he says, the Eved is Mutea, even being in respect to Stamiju, that we don't know whether he's a Poki in the Dini, and being in respect to Stamiju, when we don't know whether he has experience or not, but the Chachile, so we have to be Mivare. So we have to be Mivare that he's a Poki by giving him a Chile, and we have to be Mivare as to whether he's experienced or not by simply asking him the question, do you have experience? Mashain came, there is a difference. In respect to Mumchi, yes Mumchi or not Mumchi, so many Rishayim agree with the Shinsadeh, that we have to feel if it's possible to test the Sheikh, we have to test the Sheikh, and we shouldn't let him share without subjecting him to a test. Mashain came without the question of experience. So even Chachila, we are not required to ask if we have experience. Because Because in respect to Mumchim, the Gemara uses the expression Reit Mitzuyin Kol Shchitin Mumchim. So that means there is a Yid who have the audacity to undertake to share, even though they are not Mumchim in the Kashrut. Mashim give respect to Mozokim, Eilu Mozokim. The Gemara says Kule Ki Rabin El Shne Basra Le'amor Le'ivu Fe Le'chashim. So that means it's not even a question of the Yid. This is in Dovosh in Moshukah. That the person in the midst of the shkite should become so famous that he should make a board and that will involve Shia, so that is completely in the Muslim. But, so there is a shkite of a shame that the Chatrila, we have to test the Shia as to whether he knows the shkite, but we do not have to verify as to whether he has experience or not, because we will move from the Hashem. But the Torah doesn't pass like that. The Torah says that in respect to both, the Hakfil we have to verify. We have to verify in respect to Mumchim that he knows by giving it a Bchine, and we have to verify that he has experience by asking him the question, do you have experience? How many times in the past did you share for seven? הוא שאיר מסעד, וחוץ המצמד בשם רמתם, שאין צורך שאיר הכועדים, אלא אם אמר אותו בזה הוא ניסי משפטי, וישאיר תפיל נשת ידיה, עד שאיר מרא ועוס עמותה, ומי הוא לחפיר יחיר וליתנו אל נשחי, על סמך שאיר תיקנו, ויחשינו שם יחו ומשחתו שיבורי שאיר תיקנו ונשארם. זאת זה שיטס הגילים, בראש מנש. אבל מי שאיר ידי שאיר ידי הוא כשחיתה, אבל ראשון מקומם דל ודהי פעם, שחיתה אגון הרוויות, ושחת העתים בינו לעצמו, שחיתו סיפסור, אפילו שואל יוסיס את כך וכך, ומתחשבו סימירה ששוחת רואו, אין הוא איס מחולו, ואפילו עומר פורו אישה ששחת פיות, אבל כל מה ששוחת מפנינו קושי. So here is it, I mean, that no machine in my head, that in respect to someone that we know doesn't know your history, we tested it. He doesn't know what she is, he doesn't know what Rosh is, he doesn't know what Akom is, he doesn't know what Hiko is, he doesn't know what Chod is. But he was Sheikh. He was Sheikh. Before we watched. So there were process, there were discussion. So what if he doesn't know? But we saw another Sheikh, observed it, and saw that he was Sheikh Tah. He was Sheikh Tah. So then he should be Sheikh. But suppose someone who doesn't, we know doesn't know the Hashem, and what he was seeing by us, by a real shock, that how he was sheikhing 100 times, and then we talk. The other sheikh, the observer says, he was sheikhing Papa. And but now, there was one time where he was sheikhing without a hearing his son. So the shkitos is also. Why? Because since he doesn't know the shkite, so he couldn't even remember. Did he do it that way, did he do it this way? When a person knows the Shkite, so he knows what is important, what is not important, what is the Raisi, what is the Rabbalon, what is just a minute. So then, when he would ask a question, did you do this, did you do that? And the answer is, so we trust him. But if he doesn't know the Shkite, so in good faith, he might say, yes, I did this, I did that, because he wasn't alerted to, at the time of the Shkite. So the name, even if he's asked, did you do the shkite there at Loch Abavoye, or did you do the shkite there at Ross? And he says, I remember definitely, I did there at Loch Abavoye. But if he doesn't know the meaning, the fact that he says, I remember definitely, doesn't mean anything. Not that we suspect him of lying, we don't suspect him of lying. But if he doesn't know the meaning, so he doesn't know the extent of the seriousness of these things. So, in his opinion, it was just a question of custom, how to do it. He heard that when you share, so the customary way of sharing is to do it there for Loch Abavoye. But if he doesn't know the meaning, so in many ways, it's really tough. So he wasn't on guard to take real notice of all the facts. So in many ways, the shkite is also. אפילו שואל אני עושה סוכח וכך, אני כשהוא עושה נראה ששעת אורן יפתח עלו, ואפילו הם הבונו משעת ביום, אבל כל מה שעושה בפנינו כושר לך, הוא חפילו יחלו איתו מלישכם, כי משאחריהם במדו, הוא בת שאני ראי סיבת ולשתה צעיף, הוא בא לי איתו כושר, כי ידעים בגבומה, אפילו במשחה זה, מותר מלישכם וחתכם, יעודד זה בא לי משי, ותים בו הוא יפס לי, ואין מצוין לשחית המומחיני, זה אומי דאבד, ותחתכם, only after we give him the test. ולא יגידו במקום הרלוי, וחתכי לא ישחר, וימשוך השקוסי שירו. ויצורך ובין כאיל אפילו לפעמים. זה זה פרק שפרק, בעלו נשאי. והרמב״ם חילות במומחה ומור זה, פרק בשאר, שכל זה על ידי הולך השחיקה המזוגיש בין רצה, ובחילו, עד שאישו נכוח ופום רבוס, עד שירון ומזוג, ואפשר לדעת את כל זה שאר, ובכל זה שצורך לשאר, עם מומור זה, ובמי שנדוע, עם ידי הולך השחיקה. ומי שידוע עם ידי הולך השחיקה, כל זה שימשוך אדרינו עם עצמם, שאר נעשה, עם ידי הולך השחיקה, שחיתו זה שאר. זאת אומרת, הרמב״ם דיסטינגוויש, between mumchim and mozok. In respect to mumchim, he says that we have to ask him. But in respect to mozok, so he says, we don't even have to ask. But in your Allah, God's our Ruchal, that we need to know, Beit Kinesi, Mishael Kinesi, in Misal, we need to know, same thing al Chazok and Mishael, the thing is for us about. וכי משרד יצאים של שחיתה עם מומחים אין, המאיצי בהים או שחות הקרוב, במוקים משרד ישראל ומצויים, יזכשרו, ואפילו מידנו לא ממנו, ומוצא שחותה. So then, if it was told about it, then he found it, so then it's very probable that who was שחיתה? The Ganet. So let us say, he sees the Ganet was שחיתה. So why should he trust it? Maybe the Choshit Amomene, the Choshit HaYisure. So we don't say, maybe the Choshit Amomene, the Choshit HaYisure. I don't think Choshit HaMeire, and the Choshit HaShrit. Because of the Rambam, that is what the Vais. But what of the Shuk, or if the Ashur Vais are so, but they know this are the Peter of the Ashur Vais. But we also have the Ashur Shem Shuk. And then the more, and that in the end, there is a Machlekes in the more between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Hanin. Rabbi Yude asked, So in Ba'alis, every Ba'alis matter, in Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says. If he found it in the Ba'alis, on the floor, in the house, everybody's being made a difference. If he found it in the Ashko Shem Shuv, in the garbage, in the street, then everybody's made a difference. Because if it was put in the Ashko Shem Shuv, so it's a riot over it. Why was it put in the Ashur Shem Shuv? Because it came away, otherwise no one would put it in the Ashur Shem Shuv. The Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanina is in the case where it was found in the garbage bin in the house, the Ashur Shem Shuv, or in the Shuv itself, not in the Ashur Shem Shuv. So in both cases, there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanina. So the Rashbo passes, like Rabbi Hanina, not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. This is what he said, because when Rambam died, he was a bias. Rabbi was the Shukh Bashi's bias, I saw. But then he was Zal, he took Rabbi Bashi's bias. The Lord said, Rabbi Bashi for Shabbi Shukh. Because he passes, the Rosh passes, like Rabbi Hanina. The Chin Arad will eat here. Elm came out about Shabbi Shukh. Chere Shabbi 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 שחייר של שני הבן נדע בארצו, ושגיד לא בשייטה. בשייטה הייתי יחיד בלעי עוד איתה, שצאו המצאת מורס, או עם האבי, מה שני ישראל יעבו בעשתנו, אם הוא יישא ישראל שטוס נתקושי. וכל כשני ידיע לעמי עוד אופי משחי, שייך יש לך תחילה, אפילו האחרים רואים לאיזו. הוא מדבר את שייך או עם האחרים רואים, לא גאבו. בוא, וכתחיל איזו נתקלה הוא נשאר, איזו נדור האחרים נזרים לא גאבו. ואיסר מחתכו נשחית ושאחרן לגבו, אפילו נצא להשתיכו לקרוא בזה. שיט אותך נתם, לא אלה. חרק נתם נשמי יעבו, כשנתם לחתכו לא נשחית. לפי שנשמי יעב רוחת. So, it's true, we pass from like the time that Korom and Shkira and Ozne is Yotso, but we have to it's not a proper thing to recite a broche or Krishna in such a manner that he wouldn't be able to hear his own words. So, maybe he had to do היה אחר שעמדנו שם היה לך תחיל נפלה הוא תישאר because if he shares so it would be a proper thing for him to say he brought it so why should he do so in such a situation אחר שעמדנו שם היה פה כשעמדנו לך תחיל הוא תישאר כשעמדנו שם היה ברוך וימשוך עד אבותי לעצמי שריתו זה קשירו זה דבר פושט והשמי הבן נדע ואם הוא מומחה שיחיד אפילו לך תחילה ומאחר מבור וכל מומחה מגיעו מנסיונות נשחי בו נשחית לך תחילה בין הוא לעצמי וימשוך עצמו זה קשירו וכל מומחה מגיעו מנסיונות נשחי לא יישחק לך תחילה בין הוא לעצמי Now this is not such a double portion, but it is the two shite that he called mumche v'yidei l'amini. V'yishim hatcheh v'yidei l'atzmi v'yim sheikhe shosik sheiro v'yim sheikh eilet al gabo. So he shared with hatcheh. So from the lotion of the two it's much more, it's not so much. From the lotion of the two it's much more that the ebed eshchit is sheiro, even though a god is not in the gabo, but that's not so such a double portion. But from the lotion, the plain connotation of the lotion of the tool intends to indicate that way. That according to the tool, if someone is called mumche and the deal of is your dog, so shchitos yisheiro even without kodesh dogam. But it's not murna because v'im god min v'gabot sheiches atul chatzir v'shikya sheiyam shikusi sholei v'ine kisheit והגיע לשביל שורי שירת אבו חתחילה ויישום על מישות לחתחילה אלו מכן אחרים דרגה בו why? So only לחתחילה but the other we are not finishing maybe he was in Abu because he is more זה כזה שייך so even though it's why we don't have to finish that he did something that would be in Abu but לחתחילה we shouldn't let him share ויורד מישות לחתחילה מפני שאני יוכל לבורד Now, for Friday, so, yet to go what I said, I mean, in the Taz and the Mechaber, in the Mechaber and Ramo, up to Sifri Dao, and in the Taz and Mechaber, up to Sifres.
Dalad Shvat Tish Meh, November 9th, 1981,
Blue Yain. Me and Machir and Mishchen, I mean, that's a Mishchen for Eshe, since Vokhi, Yidu, Mitabi Kochi, Allah has come and we come and home. So, I mentioned when we learned the Gemara that the Or HaShulchan says, now some of the Shemim mentioned the reason as to why Elisha should not be allowed to have to share because Noshim Baitin Kalis. So the Hashulchan says it doesn't mean Noshim Baitin Kalis because they are weak-minded. But Noshim Baitin Kalis in the sense they are soft-hearted. So the Meire, the Gemara says, Li'ilu v'li Hashima. But Mashiachin, in regard to Noshim, who are relatively more compassionate and more soft-hearted, so then we have to be chishish lechatchile. Maybe they'll be able, because a woman couldn't see the blood of the behemoth, so maybe she might pause for a moment and there might be a shia. Of course, it's not a real chshoshe. It's a chshoshe lechayke. But it is enough of the chshoshe that lechatchile she should not be allowed to share. Now, so then there is no kasha, what Hashulchan says, there is no kasha from Kochi, because Kochi is Nishchan Dazor, and the Akihami always allowed. So the Mele, in case she does make a pause because of soft-heartedness, so then the Kayan will see it, Mashiachi by whom, when you have no guarantee that they are experts who mumchi, who are always around to take notice of any youth. So they are the Hakhile, she should not be allowed to share. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains. The Chita Mine, she had no Shemir, we have got the Homodo, Atilu Eim Akira, they say, she moved the Klishre. Now we saw that the two mentions are Bodhi Mishachor. So we mentioned them. Why only Avodim Shechorim? Why not Avodim? So I said what the Shach says. The Taz is strange here, but the Shach explains it. He said that the reason is why the Torah says that Avodim Shechorim Keshach, thus implying that Avodim Shechorim Keshach not, but Avodim Shechorim Keshach should also be allowed to share. So the Shach says, Inachnam, the Torah is made it. But we say, Kule Kerabin Alei Amre, why? Because so that's in regard to Yisroel Gomor. So we say, I mean that the Yisroel Gomor will not have the audacity to undertake to share unless he is convinced that he knows only the Nishrite. Masha'in came, he got the Avodim, so many of the Avodim are making Pichazim. So in regard to them, we cannot apply the law of Mitzuyin for Shechita Mumchim. So that's why the Torah says, Dav Kavod Mishachorim. Masha'in came, if it's a Chirim Rei Neisov, if it's a Chirim Rei Neisov, or if we test it there, and we know it will Shechita, so then the Torah will be made it, that even an Eved Sheini Mishachar can be allowed to share with Hatzim. This is how the Shach explained it. But we'll soon see the Taz mentions something else, very strange. The Avodim, but the Mechaber is not in Cheshish for the Torah Shite, that only Avodim Shechorim are allowed to Shach Lechatchile. He says Avodim, it means Avodim Sheinu Mishechorim are also allowed to Shach Lechatchile without Achirim in Lagavot. So in other words, according to the Pesach of Mechaber, we apply the principle of Rav Pitzuyin for Shechita Mumchim even in respect to Avodim. There is still Avodim. It's true that by Avodim we have the number of Reikin who pay Chazim as the Shach mentions, but as far as Rav is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Rav of 90% or a Rav of 60%. Rav is Rav. So it might be that in regard to Yisroel Gomor, so then the rov between the Shechita Mumchim is a rov of 90%. But in regard to Avodim, there is still a rov. But in regard to Avodim, it's not 90%, it's 60%. But rov is rov. So that's why the Mechaber passes that the Levet can also share the Chatchilah, even a Levet chain of Mishuchim, and even without a Chirim in Gargam, the Avodim, the Cholodo. אפילו אם מכיר את זה, שבור זה קליש, שלא יישב. In other words, because the Gemara says that קורה כי רבינה משנה בסרה לאמרה לאיבור שלו חשינו. So we pass not like the second version of Rabbine, but like all the other Amroi who do not mention the pshat of the second version of Rabbine. שמור זה קליש לא יישב, וגם אם ידים בין. אפילו אם הכיר לי ששמור זה קליש לא יישב, וגם אם ידים בין שהוא מומחה. Because the Gemara also says, קורא כי רבינה משנה כמה לא אמרנו, רב מצוין את השחית, הם מומחים אין. וידי יוכל שחית, מותר לי תלך התחילה לישחית, ומותר לי אחר משחית עושה, שהרי מגיע לו לישחית עם חזק עצמו, מומחים אומר זו, כי באמת לא עבורים משנינו לפנינו, אז מותר לי אחר משחית עושה, ניסים לך לחזוקה. עבורים לפנינו, צורך לבות יאיר מומחה, וידי הלך השחיתה, אבל אם צורך לישוע עליי וניסה עליי. So we saw that the tour now. So first of all, we see that the Mechaba Paschals like the Shikil Sagim. This is the Shikil of the Rosh. That the Rosh mentions in the name of Shikil Sagim. There are three Shikils. Three Shikils. One Shikil is the Shikil of Rashi and the Moramoya. That the old Amroim, who do not explain the Gemara in accordance with Rabbine's first Roshin, in accordance with Rabbine's second Roshin. Why? Because Reb Mitzuyim is Shechita Mumchim, so that's why they don't explain the Mishneh in accordance with Rabbine's first Roshin. And Rebufel Rechashinon, so that's why they don't explain the Mishneh in accordance with Rabbine's second Roshin. So according to Amoyer and Rashi, according to Amoyer and Rashi, Amoyer spells it out explicitly, but from Rashi's Roshin, it's also Mashmah like that. In regard to Teitzves, so the Bes Yosef says that Teitzves is not like Amoyer Shita. But others say that Teitzves Shita is also like Amoyer. All right, so, but certainly,